Hello, my name is Luna Spratt, and I'm assistant curator here at the Musselhammer.
You're having a special exhibit on symbolism, which I find really interesting, because symbolism was a movement, as far as I can see, that borrowed different things from different places. And it was a time at the end of the 19th century when Brussels was really the top of the avant-garde. And in all fields, for instance, Maurice Matelin got the Nobel Prize for Literature, and he was a great symbolist writer. What are you doing with this Art Nouveau house and symbolism?
The Musselhammer is a perfect place for an exhibition on symbolism because there is this one concept, this concept of Gesamtkunst, which means that artists try to create this total work of art that envelops us completely and that touches us in all our ways, as Art Nouveau also tried to do. Symbolism also is a style that is not only in paintings, but also sculpture, literature, music, decorations. It's very vast, this symbolist movement. That's also why for some people it's maybe difficult to grasp. But here in the Musselhammer, the main thing we tried here is to show that this symbolism is part of the house. And the artworks that we show here were not made to be shown in a white cube museum. They were made to be in people's houses. And the exhibition at the Musselhammer is this reunification of symbolism with Gesamtkunst and living spaces.
What is in the exposition?
We have a few major artworks by, for example, Knopf, Hobbes, Delville, Meunier, Léon Frédéric, some of the biggest names in symbolism and even beyond. And the artwork consists of drawings, sculptures, pastel paintings, glasswork, photograph, posters. We really try to show how vast and various this symbolist movement was. And actually, we use the fresco in the main staircase is also a piece of the exhibition. Because even if it's part of the house itself, we didn't make it come here for the exhibition because it's already here. This fresco is perfectly in line with all of the other artworks. And actually, when we put it in this context, it makes even more sense. Edouard Hanon and Marie-Edouard, who were the inhabitants of this house, they were really inspired by antiquity, and which is why they asked Jules Brunfaut, the architect of the house, to introduce mosaics and frescoes into their house. A fresco is a technique that is very difficult. You have to work very fast because once the pigment dries, you can't really retouch it anymore. Which is why I think this Art Nouveau house, Musselhammer, is quite atypical from other Art Nouveau houses that you can visit in Brussels.
Speaking of the artist, I'm always in awe whenever I see a Knopf. It's so incredibly perfect, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you have.
Mm-hmm. I think Knopf is also one of my favorite artists. In the exhibition, we exhibit artworks from multiple collections. Some of them are private, and some of them are public. And from the public collections, there is a very important one. We show some works from the Gillon Crouet collection, among which Acacia and Britomart by Knopf, who are two, in my opinion, sublime works of art, who now have been showcased in a house, which is very exceptional.
The show is on until when?
The exhibition lasts until mid-April 2026.
Well, thank you very much, and I urge everybody, don't wait till the last week in April. Come and see it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amazing. And if I might add one last thing, the light and the sunlight in the house is most beautiful in autumn. Visiting the exhibition in the house in autumn is the best.
Very good tip. Thank you very much.
Bye. Thank you very much.